This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
You know what it's time for. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast, which means we dropped it and you downloaded it. And we're so pumped. And hey, we're all here again, people.
Tanae!
Hey!
And ho!
We're in the Christmas season. It started.
What holidays, yeah.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Once Thanksgiving hath been done.
Yeah.
You're in the Christmas season.
That's right. Well, this will probably drop close to Christmas anyway.
Serene, so Christmas really. Campbell, do you decorate big for Christmas?
Oh, right now, as we speak.
You're hitting it.
This is recording like 3 weeks before Christmas. My children are little elves. They're going everywhere. Like, forget the little tacks. We've got staple guns.
But, do you find that you as your children get older, well, Serene, you still have young ones. Your job gets ripped from you. Like, you know, Autumn is my last one at home. I'm not allowed to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
She has taken over. She even buys the things herself now.
Your boys
you're not cool enough.
No, you might do it wrong. I do it wrong. She's like, no, okay, that's coming down. You know, so my house is beautiful. You can go over there, Serene, look at it. It's all done. I didn't touch
Pinterest.
A thing. I was not allowed. It's Pinterestified.
No, I'm not allowed either.
Okay.
Yeah, do your boys do it all. Get involved at all?
No.
Yeah,
my girls go to town. Yeah,
my sons have like tapped out so hard that I question like their mental health.
I do need to ask you something, John, because every year we have the whole big, you know, John doth not do Christmas because it's a commercial holiday.
John, right
now, no, I want to ask him something, but John is such a lover of hearth and home and family, so I want to know if you decorate or does that go against your religion?
You could decorate with. There ain't no Christmas here and put it above
Danny,
the fireplace
would you join
and lights
me
and stuff.
In a round of, oh, pagan tree.
Who created trees?
Who?
The government invented all of it.
So no Christmas tree in your sad house.
I
don't want to hear his guff, Bill. Why'd you give him the mic?
I want to ask. He might decorate.
I actually, every year, do what I believe every good spouse should do.
Yeah.
And if I am the minority that like I am on the subject in my family, I just roll with it.
Yeah.
And
Dawn wants a tree.
My wife loves putting stuff up.
Yeah. Aww,
and I like you have one at home still.
Yeah.
And he that's his thing. And it makes both of them happy. So it makes me happy.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. But first, who made the trees, John?
Oh,
the Druids or God?
You're the one that's going to argue with him now. We had a nice resolve.
Give it to her. Well, are we talking about the live trees that people feel the need to cut down every year and then wrap electrical cords around them?
We're not
I'm telling you.
Or are we talking about the manufactured trees that
No, because
that
I've got lots of plants in my house. Lots of plants
Home Depot.
I bring in and I like.
Yeah. You want... Okay, we had a nice resolve. John doesn't do decorations himself because it's a pagan holiday, but he does it for his family. We could have just stopped there. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
but
it's
Pearl,
beautiful.
I'm on the bioidentical hormones. I don't know how to stop.
Serene just wants to fight.
Yes. Hey, but we've got a funny podcast
today. I love you because I get to fight with you.
Serene's fights like, I don't with want those any of she
this,
loves.
I don't want any of this guff. She's like, but John,
yeah.
Now that you're here, let us recount thy ways.
We do have a funny story, Dan. We have a funny story to match your funny story.
Tell it.
It's worse. It's worse, Dan. You know how you came to us on a podcast of recent times and you said, girls, for 2 years.
Yes.
I have been ingesting sugar
every day. And your favorite smoothie that was so called sugar-free.
Yeah.
And you would come here all triumphant with your big green moustache, you know?
Yeah, and Danny, remember how we helped you through it, like the big know-it-alls, and we were like, oh, Danny, you little one, you sweet little one, you should always check things properly, Danny.
You'll
learn, you little cutie, but
you
how funny
through.
You are for getting duped, right?
Yeah.
Well, dupe is on us.
Well, duped is on us on steroids because I feel very like it's not a pride thing. It's not. I've laid that down before the feet of Jesus, but but I have been really, really excited for my cells in my body that I haven't fed them any sugar.
Of course.
In my life, let alone the chemical stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you imagine like artificial sweetness? There's a level of things Serene despises, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar's up there, but you talk about an artificial sweetener, say
liquid cancer.
Let's call it like saccharin, for example.
Yeah.
With Serene, like that's when her
I'd rather
horns
smoke
come
a pack
out.
Of six.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No
I
doubt.
Mean, it's like there, if I was to have something with saccharin and or $1 million, yeah, bye-bye $1 million. Just yeah, let me stay in my hovel, you know?
Yeah, I'd take the million.
Yeah, and at Christmas time, I'll throw a few organic cane sugar things in my children's stocking. Mm-hmm. Sure, I will. They're young. Yeah. They can handle it. But saccharin, I would never buy them gum with saccharin or anything in it their whole entire life. Like, if somebody gave it to them as like a friend, I would, you know, confront the friend.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd confront.
No, I have to get in some face from time to time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For artificial sweetness. John's back. No, what do you want to say about the Christmas tree and the Druids?
You had mentioned something. I thought this is worth mentioning. I thought it was interesting. You mentioned gum.
Yeah.
Okay. A while back, I was asked by some family members too, because I always have a bowl of stuff out for guests wherever. And somebody had said, you know, we want some good old fashioned bubble gum. Just bubble gum.
Like, yeah.
Nothing fancy. Just good old bubble gum. For the last 3 months, I've been actively looking in stores for bubble gum. And you can't find, at least in the areas I've been looking, you can't find any gum. First of all, you can't find bubble gum, but you can't find any gum that doesn't have aspartame.
Unless you're in the health food store, exactly. Walmart, Kroger's. I mean, you can at Sprouts and Whole Foods.
Yeah. And you can get the little niche ones. But I mean, good old fat, like a gumball that used to come out of the machine.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they're nowhere to be found. I actually had to go online and buy them from a bulk candy
company. That Bubba stuff. It's like,
it's,
I don't know. There's one that has it.
All the gum is chemicals.
Even if it says, John, it's so true. Even it says xylitol sweetened gum. Xylitol's like at the end. And aspartame's at the top.
Yeah, at the top. Yeah.
It's crazy. Funny.
What happened to just gum?
I like these conversations with
that's
you.
That's good, because there is a whole psychology of that sales, because the front of the package, man, you might as well just ignore the front of anything you buy ever these days.
Yeah, you got to.
Just ignore the front. None of it's true.
Well, this is where we're going. And Serena and I are going to tell on ourselves, and the story sort of gets funnier and funnier. But the moral of the story here is, we didn't know how shady and just how wrong a lot of the things are that you can buy, and deceitful things out there, even in the natural world. That we got duped by. So, man, I've sort of come to understand why a lot of you guys listening right now have said, Pearl and Serene, we trust you. Yeah. And we actually take that more seriously now than ever.
We do. Now, we got to backtrack. Pearl and I have been doing a little bit of betrayal, but it was betrayal for a purpose. We stopped using our stevia.
Well, we found another one.
First of all, we didn't stop it because ours wasn't the best. Ours was the best. It's the most purest. We've been over there. We've seen the system. We've seen the growers. We've seen the glacier mountain where the waters run down and feed it. We've seen the fact that they don't even have any diesel equipment allowed on the big fields. We've seen that it's all like by hand for generations. We've seen it all. We love it. We've been over there and like licked the dirt, right? But we went to this place that had these yummy keto cupcakes, and we tasted the icing, and we said, well, what's it sweetened with? And
it was stevia.
This company said stevia. And we're like, this ain't no stevia I've tasted. Because, you know, we've learned that you got to gentle sweet some things up, add some xylitol or some things.
Erythritol. If you do stevia on its own, say like in an icing, you're going to taste stevia.
Right.
Well, this did not taste stevia. So we didn't believe it.
So we thought, where do you get it? So we got it from we ordered online, and we're like, this is delicious. It was slightly green. We're like, wow. So they've left a little chlorophyll in it. Makes us feel like all goody-goody.
Water processed.
Yeah.
We started with like one dunk in our oatmeal, and it was sweet. But then
no, it was psycho sweet. It was like, this is a lot. But I got up to three, and it wasn't. It was like my body wanted more and more. And I started putting in all my teas. And I don't even like sweet, but I'm like, what the heck?
You're magically crazy.
I became a sweet cray cray girl. Wow. I was throwing it in everything, like Charlie's chocolate oatmeal that I used to do, gentle sweet plus a little stevia,
sounds
and have
like
to use all these sweeteners.
I
just shoved the stuff in, and he would grin and like, this is good stuff, Pearl. And
it's like y'all discovered cocaine.
No, it was more than cocaine, and our brains were like,
we decided, gimme. This is the most special stuff in the world. We have to bring this to our Trim Healthy
Mamas.
Right,
so we were using it on the side. Like my stevia with my THM stuff in it. I have this little beautiful Chinese, it's like blue and white, you know, China.
Yeah.
You know, the beautiful, and it's a gorgeous little container. I have it in there, and I was just loving using it for years. But that pushed to the side because I was buying this stuff.
We started buying it online and we started
using it just for ourselves.
Behind the scenes, we started putting it all out. We didn't sell any of these products, but practicing putting it in our products because we thought this is a game changer. Everything tastes like sugar. And there's not even a tiny bit of aftertaste. And Serena and I, for the first time in our lives, became sweetaholics.
I spent $100 on a sample, man. And whoa. I was using that.
It was real expensive.
I was a user.
We tried to find the source of this. We have been trying behind the scenes because we wanted to bring it to you guys because everything we do that we love, we like, our Trim Healthy Mamas need it.
But this is where you can trust us. We're like, we've got to get to the source. We've got to get to their process. We've got to get to the farm. It's a different country. We want to fly to that different country.
Bolivia.
Okay, we can say that. Okay, Bolivia. And we're like,
that's where it's grown. It was processed somewhere else.
Yeah. And so we're just thinking to ourselves, we're going to go there and we're going to see it all out. So we have a man on the ground down there and he's been just knocked door to door to the factories and the growers down there.
Talking with them because it's all in Spanish. We don't speak Spanish. So we got him to have conversations. We got sent samples back and forth. And we really started to get into the talk about how do we get this in bulk? And, you know, Trim Healthy Mama uses this stuff and the ingredients. How much will it be for, you know, tons and tons and tons of this stuff? You know, we thought we would chain that we will make the big decision.
And in your mind, it was the best stevia ever.
The best in the world. And the least purest. Processed. We heard that it was water processed. It was still green. It's just amazing. We thought
nothing wrong with our white, by the way. All it is just they've removed the chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll. They left the chlorophyll in.
No big deal. Like we've seen the process. It's gorgeous.
Okay. So,
but in the height of my using, right?
Serene called me this morning and said, Pearl.
Were you about to put it in your oatmeal? Yeah.
Just dunk upon dunk because now I'm a sweet, sweet faced cray cray girl.
But now the body is like, it's getting used to it and you have to up the ante.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, she goes like, you heard, right? You heard. And Serene's laughing. She's almost laughing, but she's crying and she's laughing as she's crying. She's like, Pearl, you know how I've been like cleaning my body up so much because I want to have another baby and not one chemical. And I've been taking all these $100 of supplements to make sure not one chemical goes in my body. Well, Pearl, I've just been chemicalizing myself for months and so have you.
Guess what the stevia is, Pearl? It's saccharin. Well, it's stevia, but they've mixed it with saccharin and because our testers, they wanted to do a liquid chromatology, blah, 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 blah test because before we bring it to you, We put it under the rigors.
So you it's actually bought some and sent it to your testers.
We've been buying our own stashes with our own money.
Yeah,
and
I've been putting it in my toddler bottles, like raw milk from the grass fed farms.
Child abuse.
And I've been dunking it into their bottles.
How many months have we been doing this? About five?
Since Las Vegas. Yeah.
But Las Vegas.
But I've been up and to make things worse, I've been walking out of a little bit of a cold. I don't like to walk into colds. I like to walk out of them. So I've been walking out.
Always.
And I've needed a bit of a cough drop in the evening, you know, so my husband can sleep, you know, because otherwise I'm hacking. And I said, you know, Ricola has a brand of stevia sweetened cough drops. There's a little maltitol in it, but, you know, I don't care about tummy troubles right now. I just want to not cough and I don't want to get fat. So no sugar, right? So he's brought them for me before and he was a good boy and he got the right ones. And so I'm like, he said, yeah, I got them for you. And I said, can you bring me one? I was laying on the bed. And he's like, I said, are you sure this is sugar-free? Because it doesn't taste like the last ones. Yes, it's sugar-free. I see it in the packet. But the stevia one, remember? Yes. Well, in the morning, after a while of taking these, I go.
Oh, you took several?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I turned it add to your saccharin chemicals.
Turn the packet around. The first ingredient is aspartame. So I've been a very good Trim Healthy Mama fueler. You see, I have to change up the artificial fuels.
Yeah.
So I saccharin during the day and I aspartame during the night.
I thought you had gained a little weight. I'm totally kidding.
Hey, I could do with some. It's fine.
Well, at least they were zero calories. So I didn't notice any weight gain. But we're so strong. We eat so many like greens and all the other things. I think it all canceled out. But Serene, it's hilarious.
Oh, it's hilarious. You know, you couldn't cry, so you had to laugh.
I'm
you
glad
know what
I
mean?
Have company.
Yeah, we're in your boat, Dan.
It's really the moral of the story. Even the best. Even the best. Like, I was feeling like, dude, you're supposed to be the host of the number one health podcast of 2018. Yeah. And here you are, like, pushing. Like, I made a post in a local Facebook forum for my local community.
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, you've got to get to this restaurant. They are serving up. Finally, we have a to-go health food shop. Finally. And all these women were like, are you crazy? They're like, it's a sugar festival. And I was like, not if you order this and that and the other. And they're like, still sugar. And I'm like, they don't know who I am.
Yeah, yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. And the hilltop here became users. Like we were sending little baggies around to different houses and they were getting hooked.
Every junkies. Person we met, we would push our new stevia onto them.
Gateway drug.
This morning.
So you just figured this out this morning.
Yes, we figured this out this morning. So we're still reeling and I don't know how I can go without it. I'm going to go through the
Are
detox.
You nervous about the future?
No, I got my Trim Healthy Mama stevia out today in my little Chinese vase.
Serene was like, oh,
I was petting it and rubbing down.
Precious little Stevie. At least you're
Mommy
not
didn't
fake.
Mean anything yes, when she did what
exactly.
she did.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
You know, whatever we bring to you, we tested out, and in our testings to bring this new thing to you, we realized it was a dud. But just know that the stevia we have is the purest out there.
Still is until we find still another one. We're not.
It's not that we're wanting to find another hubby stevia hub, but
we were happy with our own stevia husband.
Yes, we were.
But you thought,
and then this
hey,
new
if we
guy
found,
came on the block.
Yeah, you're like, if we found something that trumps it, right?
Yeah, we thought, okay, you know, move on to the bigger and the better and the more sweet. But boy, it's funny because I believe there was. We don't know yet exactly because we're waiting for final test results, but we got information that it's all a bit shiesty and this place had to be closed down because, but there's still a lot of the stuff out there and we were getting the stuff that was out there and there's a lot of shiestiness, okay?
You can still buy it online. So if you're buying stevia that's not ours online, you could be taking Zach onto stevia.
Yeah, don't know. We're not going to mention names or anything because that's not what we do.
So do you plan on slow weaning or cold turkey?
Oh, cold turkey, mate. Yeah. No, I went back to my normal stevia and my oatmeal. And it was still good.
It was delicious.
I mean, it's just that, you know, when you get a better boyfriend, you get all the new.
I just know that this analogy doesn't go beyond stevia. Okay?
No,
it doesn't
but
go
all
to people.
I'm saying
it
is the chemicals of newness.
Oh,
you know, yeah. And then you forget your first love that was good to you.
The first,
not that I've ever done this, but I'm just imagining. I've seen the movies. I don't know if we're going to be cranky disasters. I mean, right now we sort of went through a bit of a morning.
But you know, I've had headaches for the first time in my life.
Serene, you were saying to me the other day.
I haven't had headaches my whole life. I'm not a headache girl. And I was having these weird forehead headaches. Weird.
Serene.
I know. I was like, what is this?
You told me about them and I'm like, oh, maybe just sinus.
Yeah.
Headaches are so tied in with food. Like when I changed my diet, I was chronic headache guy. Headache and nausea was just my life. I mean, it was during my robe years, it climaxed into almost daily like crippling headaches and nausea. Which
For new people in the room, your robe years.
My robe years were the years where I literally I was in such a state of anxiety and depression. Diagnosed, by the way, with an anxiety disorder and PTSD.
And you wore
prescribed
your wife's robe.
Xanax. Didn't take it, obviously.
It wasn't his robe, new peeps in the room.
It wasn't even my robe. And I'm walking. I didn't even have the strength to get dressed. We had a robe in the house, my wife's. It was a flowered robe. And I would just get up, put it on.
And he came, one time he came to the party in it. That was
in
like
his robe.
And they were looking at me like, what is your deal? And I wasn't even conscious of like it being a problem that I'm cruising around town in a robe. You know,
you went to the grocery store in the robe.
I'd go to the grocery store and never think about it.
But you're so funny because whatever you're feeling doth manifest in your clothes.
Immediately on my outside.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Where I'm at, yeah, you can. That's the thing. People in my life know that
you
now.
Can't hide anything.
Everybody can know where I'm at in life.
Because right now he's got a shiny motorcycle helmet right next to his like Calvin Klein jeans. Is that a thing these days? I'm out
of
fashion.
No, it's not, Serene.
Okay, whatever the mod jeans are. And then his hair has got product in it. And it's kind of pulled onto the side.
Coconut oil.
Like the million-dollar business owner of a tight cardigan company. That's what I think.
Yeah. Can I see what's in your thigh pockets?
Nothing in there, but they're made to hold an iPhone. It's like a cargo pocket without the flap.
Oh, okay. The back.
Very nice. Very nice.
Okay. Daddy and Leslie know. Because they're almost millennials.
I wouldn't wear your phone in there.
Yeah.
Take down testosterone. Proven.
Proven?
I tell my husband, Oh my goodness. He won't mind me. I feel like he's the most stubborn man in the world. And in some ways, that's his greatest strength. In some ways, it's his kryptonite, right? But I just believe that God will protect him because I pray a lot. He wears his jolly phone like... He's one of the only men that wear pockets right above the heart. Okay. And that's where his phone
keeps
goes.
Keeps his 5G and by his heart.
Yes, yeah. Always.
By his electrical
even
center.
Even his hormone doctor said, don't wear that by your heart. And he's like, oh, I'm fine. And I'm like, every day I'm like, can we find another spot for it? No, I'm fine.
Okay, so you don't think the jury's out on the cell phone?
I don't let my husband wear it near any pocket next to the loincloth area.
She wants his loins good and working.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. As we ebb into our 40s.
No, but listen, we have an uncle on the hilltop here that would wear his cell phone in a lower pocket to protect the loins. It was like, yeah. He's one of those people that wears the untrendy lots of pocket pants. And so he had a pocket down by the knee area.
Yeah.
The side of the knee.
Yeah.
And so he would put it in there and he started getting like aching knee on the one side. And it wasn't placebo because he's not a placebo kind of person.
I'm not placebo, so, but I've worn mine here and I got a left knee.
Do you? Listen.
So he puts a little bit of foam now in his lower knee. He'd rather his knee go bung than other places. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't. Yeah. You don't.
That we're calling them the loins.
You don't
it's
want
such
the
a good biblical
track.
Name, eh?
The loin cloth area.
Well, you brought the cloth in there to buffer us.
Yeah. The buffer. Yeah. The buffer.
Keep the bowels and the waste systems fresh.
Yes.
Yeah. It's nothing to do with that, by the way.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What?
It's not to do with the bowels.
It's reproduction.
She's talking about the loins themselves.
Yeah, the loins themselves.
She doesn't care about the bowels.
The vines.
You want the youthful sperm protected.
Yeah. That's right. And even beyond that, because we won't be many more years making babies. Well, maybe we will.
But she doesn't matter. It's not just about the baby making. Do we have to explain ourselves, Danny? No, we don't.
It's about the future. it's about happy retirement.
So, well, I'm not going to ask that question.
Okay, so back to fake stevia, guys.
Yeah.
I just feel it's a lesson.
But our parents taught us that you can be very, very healthy into your 80s. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Keep going.
And I plan to live to 150. And I keep saying 150? To my husband.
Healthy in the loincloth area is what
Yeah. We both need to stay healthy in the loincloth area. Because when we're 100, I'm 100 and he's 115.
Yeah.
You know, loincloth area needs to be happening still.
That's right.
Because we wear loincloth.
Okay, this
Get
is such a weird funny.
Get those loincloths out of here.
Hey, it's still G-rated because we've only said
the loincloth on the lions, will you, darling?
It's literally biblical.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I'm sure in Song of Solomon it talks all about that, but because it's got loincloth words, you can read it when you're 7.
Okay, yeah. I have to tell a story on myself. You know, I learned a lot about the birds and the beasts growing up as a pastor's kid.
Through Song of Solomon?
Through Song of Solomon. That was my favorite book.
Do you sneak and read it?
Sneak read.
As if it's even...
I used to snuck and read the Song of Solomons to learn all about my future as
a
married person.
Reading. It was good.
Did you feel like it was like, woohoo?
Oh, yeah. Woohoo. Really? And then my brother, though, he used to say this about me when I was only 15. I hadn't developed. You know how we're all late. Most of us in here are late developers. I don't know about the pops over there. Were you a late or early?
Early,
I can tell you're early because you're more of the well-endowed type.
Wait.
No, well-endowed start early.
We've gone from loincloth to well-endowed. We better just stop
this whole thing. To get there, they have to start early. Oh, you've got a certain amount of time to make it happen. But
you met Busty.
Yeah. But, you know, she's a British lass. And Bonnie lass. She should be in a pub like, you know, bring him the beer and it sloshes everywhere. Yeah. Anyway, we've gone from G to PG, but it's not going to get any worse, I promise.
Yeah, keep your children around. It's fine.
Yeah, because we're back to Song of Solomon. Yes, that's good right. stuff. But, you know, yeah, so I used to love read Song of Solomon because I thought this is my future when I get married. This is good stuff. You learned all about the climbing up the thighs. Or I don't know what it is. You can read it for yourself. It's great. Anyway,
no, the palm trees, not the thighs. You climb up the palm trees.
Well, I got the analogy. See, yes. I got it even when I was 8.
I'm gonna do like a really like buttery, soulful like song.
Yeah,
but it's the Song of Solomon.
Yes,
like, let me climb your palm tree.
Yes,
okay, now it's going,
yes.
to DZ rating.
No, but that's good. He could sing it to Lisa.
Yeah, that's good. Lisa,
anyway, okay, so.
Even when you're 80, so put the phone somewhere else. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, sing it when you're 100. my brother, and he didn't say this to you, Serene, but he said it to me because I was 15 and ain't nothing there, right? And he would say, what he would say about pearls. What about our little sister? There's a verse in Song of Solomon said, what should we do for our little sister? For she hath no breasts. And that there's an actual scripture saying that. So that's what my big brother would go around saying. What should we do for my little sister? For she hath no breasts. It used to make me so mad. And then this was their joke. This is how mean things were back in the 80s.
You talking about rock, by the way?
Yeah, rock, of course.
Yeah, of course.
This was the joke. What's a pirate? Why is Pearl a pirate's favorite treasure?
Because she has a sunken chest. I remember that joke. She has a sunken chest. So much.
Rock did this.
That mean, right? These days, that would be called bullying.
That's
but
bullying.
You know what?
You could have done a Me Too. Like
I could have done Me Too for bullying
back then. You could have.
But actually, he's like my greatest friend. He's such a great guy.
And you turned out all right, Pearl.
I turned out all right, and so did he.
Yeah.
Are we back to stevia?
What is the point of this whole thing? Oh, that's right. Stevia and don't trust all the stevia and don't.
I used to think, you know, sometimes you hear studies online about supplements and then they tested them and that wasn't what was in the supplements. I used to honestly think up until this morning, what a load of garbage.
Yeah.
If you sell something online, of course it's it. Why would you go to the trouble of labeling it and doing a big shamal about it?
Right.
And, you know, getting people to buy it. You can't be that evil, can you?
Yeah.
Yes,
you can't be that evil.
I was putting it in my toddler milk. People, that's evil.
I used to think child companies abuse. aren't this dishonest. They're not. They couldn't be.
Yeah, that's.
And then my whole world got shaken today.
I think that's part of your second half, or your not that there's only half. Your second third.
I'm lost.
Of life. Your second fourth of life, whatever you however long you're going to live.
Second fourth.
Yeah. That's part of it is like waking up to all the lies of your world.
All right. Yeah.
Like when you're young, you do. You see it on the shelf and you're like, this, the whole world loves me and it's here. And all those smiling old people at Publix who check me out, they all love me. And
the cornflakes with all the different, like the ones that are, what's this, Fruit Loops with all the colors? That's healthy.
Yeah, and there's a big
part
tiger.
Part of the healthy breakfast.
There's a tiger on the front and he's like, you're going to win. You know? And, like, eat these. And you're like, okay. And then you get older and you're like, they all hate me and they're for-profit corporations and they'd rather my soul.
Well, when you think about it, most of this, I guess, man, that's depressing. Most of this current world food is set up really to destroy people. All the white devitalized flour and sugar in most packages, it's hurting people.
Well, same,
they keep selling it.
Hey, not to be this guy.
Man,
but
that's all depressing. We need some positivity.
Yeah,
here,
the positivity is when you open a THM pack of stevia, you're getting pure stevia because we've toot put it to the
horns,
riggers.
But if a horn needs to be tooted today, I need to go back and toot my little stevia horn and give it some love and just touch it. Touch its packet.
Oh, yeah. I was doing some nice heavy betting.
Oh, no. We're going to PG and worse now. John is just shaking his head. Now we have to do a warning for everybody. Or is that not bad?
Take it out, Tim. Take it out.
We're not even close, guys.
Take it out. No,
take
that's
what
okay. Do you have to take it out?
Take what out?
She thinks that you should take the heavy petting thing
out. Well, I haven't even.
No.
It's not that bad.
You said the word heavy and the word petting. Those are great.
You can.
And combined, they're fine as well.
I just meant I squeezed the pack and said I love you and stevia clouds went in the air and I danced underneath the stevia cloud.
We're talking about packets of plants.
As Lizzie said, it's good stuff. I mean, if we get mail, you know, we'll live through it.
At least we're honest, right?
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Don't a lot of the people that own the, quote, food, end quote, companies also own the medicine companies? Is that true
or
false?
I'm not sure if that's true or not. Is that true, John?
It
John
is with the certain cereal companies.
I mean, it's just knowledge, I think. It's not like, okay, now wave the flag and question your whole life. I'm just saying, like, does it help? Does it make you make different decisions about your food choices with that knowledge?
Yeah, knowledge is very powerful. I think.
Yeah.
I think we just can't bury our heads in the sand, and that's why I feel like now whoever I buy from, I'm just going to be so meticulous about who they are, about what they stand for.
I think it's worth the extra time it takes because everybody's busy, especially moms. Gosh, probably the busiest human on the planet is the mom. But like, I think it's worth the extra time to just turn that box around and read like what if
yeah, but what if you're not getting what you honestly you
the
go
box
to the stevia
said
packet,
water processed
stevia. Pure
extract.
Organic stevia
in the ingredients
extract.
On the back.
Yes,
I didn't know
liquid
that part.
Chromatology test said saccharin,
but yet you. So this place is now shut down, though.
Mm-hmm. The apparently because
but they still have a lot of product out there online.
Yeah, and how much of it? How many other companies are doing the same thing and they're not shut down?
See, we don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure.
You got to buy from your local.
And we don't want to name any names because we don't want. We're not sure.
Okay.
There's just a lot of shiesty stuff out there we have discovered, and that's we also discovered that. When we discovered our first stevia, we went through stevia after stevia, stevia, and found out how it's processed, where it's grown. And we were like, no, not that, not that, not that, not that.
But, you know, that's such a testament to, I mean, look what you did. You went overseas and looked with your own eyes and saw for yourself what you were
had
selling.
To. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
it's the same with our baobab. Serene's husband has been right there to make sure it is what it is. It's, it says what I said. You know, we believe in hands-on because if we have one question about things, Serena and I, you can't in good conscience give it to somebody else that you're trying to make healthy.
And also, we want to use our own products.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Oh, full sand.
We're not going to be using other products. That's why when we were using stevia on the side, we were having to flip all you guys over to it. You know, we want to use the same products as what we sell.
Do you think it's realistic that we go back to buying from local farmers?
Well, I mean, for some things, it's all good and nice. I mean, I love that. I mean, if you can, what you and John, lots of people are doing. I mean, you know what you're getting, right? It's so good. I want to be more like that, but I'm still a grocery store person for many things because a lot of the items I buy are at my grocery store. But
my mom gave me a pack of eggs from her chickens.
Oh yeah.
Which I haven't had in a while, like local eggs or whatever. It's always store bought. And even like I always buy the like crazy expensive organic eggs. Yeah, I don't know why. Some about
do
eggs
you actually go for the higher price ones, not the ones at Walmart that are $2.99?
Oh no, no.
$6
no,
ones.
In fact, I'll get the higher priced one. If they both say the same exact thing on the box,
really,
whichever one's
just,
more.
You just know it's
they're eggs and eggs are slippery. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, like, of all things, like, not egg, not anything milk or bleh, like anything that could turn to bacterial mucus. I don't know why. It's just in my head. Yeah. But my mom gave me this dozen eggs from her farm.
Yeah.
And man, I forgot because we used to have chickens. These eggs, the yolks were like dark orange.
Oh yeah.
Versus light yellow.
Oh yeah.
The thickness of I had to really want that joker to crack.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like breathe wrong and they bust open in the case.
Right. Yeah. It's all those good protein bugs they're eating, you know.
Yeah, I had to strike the egg to get it open. It kept its yolk. I mean, it didn't just spill out and fall apart.
No,
too bad you sold your place out here on the hilltop, Dan, because I just, I'm an egg giveaway girl, man. We
eat Serene's eggs all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you still have the chicken coop over there?
At your place?
Yeah.
I don't know, babe. Who knows? But, mate, but I've got some.
Like the men normally go out there into those parts.
Yeah, but no, but we have a coop at our house.
Yeah. So, I mean, the taste too was really, it almost had flavor.
Yeah.
Which to me, eggs don't have flavor till you put tahini on them.
Right.
You know, so, but these had their own like earthy type of flavor. Right. And I was like, man, am I? You know, I started to think too about the garden, you know, the things that are on the earth, that come from the earth, like those tomatoes, they're supposed to be in us, you know, and I'll go a long time and I'm not against oatmeal. I love my oatmeal, but you know, the things that are easy, you know, you don't have to chop up any peppers. You don't have to chop tomatoes. You just mix with water and done. And there's a time for that, but shouldn't the red tomatoes be bursting in our stomach lining and absorbing into our body. And, you know, I wonder like if we're malnutritioned, though we're full.
I think I agree with you. And I think there's that balance because, you know, there are some things that are like the bread of life that may not be as rich in color, but our body requires them. And then if we just ate tomatoes and greens and purple vegetables,
yeah,
it'd be so amazing. We'd be full of antioxidants, but we would be missing a lot of things.
Like carbs from bread.
We would be imbalanced.
Yeah.
So I think, yes, I think it is imbalanced, like you said, to just be constantly, you know, the oatmeal or whatever and not crowning. What we like, Pearl and I like to call
crowning.
You crown your meal with the colors.
And the ruby colors, the rubies in the crown. Think of them. They're all bright.
All the jewels.
The green emerald and the red
and
ruby.
And the golden spices, you know, the spices, cinnamon and the rusted spices and everything there. So crown your meal with superfoods, definitely.
Yeah.
We're 35 minutes in. I think this party was a mishmash. Yeah, it is. I can't describe what it is, but it is there.
I'll call it magic.
Oh, but you did. Okay. Magic loincloth.
Serene's magical loincloth. And then I'll be
chillin' mama to stay. When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.